Proverbs chapter 20, verse 9. Who can say, I have made my heart clean, I am pure from my sin? Our Father, with grateful hearts, Lord, we bind your presence again today to thank and praise you for each blessing that's been ours to enjoy. Thank you for traveling mercies on the journey to the church house today. We pray that you would help us as we try to set forth the Word of God. We thank you for the Word. We pray that you bless it to our hearts, stir and revive the hearts of the saints of God, and refresh us and challenge us, Lord, we pray, and convict and save sinners for thy glory, and help us to be at our best for you now. Touch us in a special way. We pray in Jesus' blessed name with thanksgiving. Amen. Who can say, I've made my heart clean? I think that's a good question. We need to settle the fact first of what the heart is. The heart is the seat of the inmost thoughts and secret feelings, which houses the soul, the mind, the conscience, the affections, the emotions, the desires, and the will. And who can say, I have made my heart clean? Since the Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, there is not a just man upon the earth that doeth good and sinneth not. And is it Romans 3 and verse 10? As is written, there is none good, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. And so by nature, we do not seek God, nor do we understand God. The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. They're foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they're spiritually discerned. So the Bible tells us that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. So we have a deceitful heart. And by that, and because of that, we have a dirty heart. Our heart's in bad shape. That is, the inmost being of a person, the inward man. In fact, Mark 7 and 21 talks about coming from within the man, out of the heart, evil thoughts, adulterers, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these things come from within the man, out of the heart. And these are what defiles the man. The Bible tells us in Genesis chapter 6 and verse 5, in the antediluvian age, that God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth. And ever thought the imagination of man's heart was only evil continually. And so we're in bad shape heart-wise, in our heart, in what we are inside. Because a sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, men's hearts are fully set in them to do evil. And that's what we're seeing, because God is not judged already. We're seeing that men's hearts are fully set in them to do evil. The Bible said in Psalm 24, in verses 3 and 4, who shall ascend the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart. And so, who can say, I have made my heart clean? We cannot make our own heart clean. Our heart must be made clean by the Lord. And I'm glad God's in the business of making men's hearts clean. That is, inside. Our own works, whatever we do. I've talked to people, I'm sure you have, and they say, well, I'm not so bad. Well, they just don't know how bad we are. If we only knew how bad we are, we'd run to the Lord to try to get fixed. The psalmist said, my heart is fixed, O Lord. And you know, you have to get fixed to go where the Lord is. You got to get fixed while you're down here. And I'm glad God's in the business of fixing people's hearts. And when you get your heart fixed, then you outside, your works will be fixed. That's the only way. Salvation is not by works, right? Not by works that any man should boast, but it is the gift of God. The whole thing about salvation is the gift of God. It was him that planned it. It was him that paid for it. It's him that presents it. It's Him that produces it in our heart. So if you're saved, you must say salvation is of the Lord. It's not what you did. The will, somebody said, well, I had to come. I said, well, you couldn't come till He drawed you. And He said, I had to repent. Well, you couldn't repent till He convicted you. But God is still a work of repentance unto salvation, not to be repented of. And so repentance is of God. Faith is of God. Salvation is a gift of God. Eternal life is a gift of God. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And so the heart needs cleansing. If you don't get your heart cleansed, you can never do right. I've seen talk with multitudes of people, and they try to do right and do pretty good for a while, as long as the environment around them is okay. But when they get away from the righteous people and away from the influence, they get out there into other influence. It takes them away. And see, I'm glad that if we're saved, we have overcoming power of this society which we live in. Who is he that overcomes the world? Well, he that believes that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. So if we have exercised faith in Jesus Christ and been washed in His blood, renewed inside by the Spirit of God, we have overcome the world, and we're constant overcomers as we go in this life. And I believe I'll take a minute out and say, praise God. 55 years ago, when I could not cleanse myself, the Lord cleansed me. When I couldn't come to Him, He came to me. When I did not know the facts in the case, the Spirit of God took the Word of God and the law of God and showed me what I was by nature and what I must be by the grace of God. I did not understand any scriptural facts about being delivered or cleansed. I just knew two things. I'm a terrible sinner. If I'm as bad as that Bible says I am, I'm a terrible sinner. And I just fell on that stone and cried for mercy. And God so delights in showing mercy that for Christ's sake, He washed my sins away, forgave me totally, renewed my spirit, regenerated me by the Spirit of God, made me a new creature in Christ. And I've been going to Him every day for 55 years. I say, praise God. And the Lamb forever. I'm glad the blood's never lost in His hand. If you want to be cleansed inside, He will cleanse you inside. If you want a clean heart, I tell you, a pure heart and clean hands, you can get fixed with God today and rejoice on your way to glory. Praise God. I think we're too quiet about this. I think if He's forgave us and our sins are gone and we have a sure our name is written in heaven, I think the redeemed Lord ought to say so, whom we have redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Praise God. Somebody said, well, they're making a lot of noise. Then they're having a party. I said, praise God. We're not having much of a party, but we're praising. We're making a joyful noise under the Lord. And the part of this world lost its attraction to me when God made me clean inside. And so we cannot make our own hearts clean. Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Job 4:4. The answer is not one. You can't make your own heart clean. Is it Jeremiah 13, I think it is, and verse 23? Can ye filth and change your skin? Can the leopard change the spot? Then may you also do good that are accustomed to evil. I mean, we can't change ourselves. The leopard can't change his skin. The leopard can't change his spot. It would be just as possible for them to do that as it would for you to cleanse your own heart. Now, all you can do about the wickedness of your own heart is to turn from it. Repent of it when God makes Himself known to you through the Word of God. Quit your bad habits. Somebody said, well, I'll quit my drinking and quit my dipping and quit thinking that's good and that's to be commended, but that won't make your heart clean. That'll make the outside, you know, you can whiten the outside up, but the inside's as bad as ever. I talked with a man a few years back, and he was leading the AA thing there at Jamestown, and I said, he said that he was in charge of that, and I said, so you used to be an alcoholic? He said, oh, I still am. He said, I just don't drink now. But he said, if I was to drink, I'd be just mad at alcohol as it ever was. I said, well, you haven't got fixed yet. You worked on it, maybe you've overcome the drink until the pressure's put on. I said, hey, I got something better than that. Brother, I'm not a drunkard anymore. I'm not a thief anymore. I'm not a liar anymore. I've been made a new creature in Christ. All things are passed away, and all things have become new. And he walked away, and I don't think I've talked to him since. I told him, you need something inside. Not only fix you for down here, but fix you for up there. You need to be fixed not only for time, but you need to be fixed for eternity. And on the Lord, you cannot fix yourself. You cannot make yourself new. You can quit some of your bad habits. You can join the church. Probably a lot of churches take in. We're so desperate now, we'll take folks in without them even saying anything about salvation. You can get baptized. Probably a lot of preachers that would baptize you and brag about that. And you can get all that done with your heart would be as wicked as ever if God don't work on the inside. I'm glad he puts his spirit in us, aren't you? He gives us the spirit to know him. And when to know him alive is life eternal. John 17 verse 3. This is eternal life. Now this is not how long it is. This is what it is. That they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. The only way you can know God is by the Spirit of God. You cannot know God, that is the person of God, who he is, and his desires, and his work and operation. You cannot know God in the carnal mind. Because the Bible said, what man knoweth the things of man, save the spirit of man that's in him. Neither knoweth any man the things of God, but the Spirit of God. Now we've received, not the spirit of this world, but the Spirit of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Though we know God is in the Spirit. So your spirit must be renewed and connected with his spirit. And when you're regenerated, his spirit comes into your spirit. And you're connected. That's Romans 8:16. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. If we're children of God, we're heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. The only way you can know that is by the Holy Spirit. Because they in the flesh cannot please him. But you're not in the flesh, in the Spirit. He'll still be the Spirit of God dwell in you. If any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. So the church is a spiritual organism. We've been regenerated by the Spirit, makes us one with Christ. Baptized with the Spirit makes us one with other believers. And we know we've passed this life because we love the brethren. And now we love him because he first loved us. Love is the distinguishing mark. Where you did have hatred in your heart, you have love in them now. Because the Bible said, beloved, let us love one another, beloved of God. He that loveth knoweth God and is born of God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Don't just stir you up on the inside. When you get born again, you're born of love. The agape type love. The God-like love. Now, I know the last 50 years, they say, well, God loves everybody. That's a general truth. But God's love is a holy agape love. It's not a humanistic love. See, all of us, as mortal creatures, have some amount of love, natural love. Some loves their dogs and cats more than they love their children. So that's unnatural love. But we all have some amount of love, naturally or unnaturally, but you don't have the love of God unless your heart's been cleansed. See, if your heart's been made right, then you're born again, and the love of God's birthed into you. Now you love him because he first loved you, and you love the saints of God, and you know by that that you've passed from death and life because you have love, that is the agape love on the inside, and love is strong as death. Love will cause you to do things that nothing else will cause you to do. Is that right? I mean, love, natural love for your wife and your family will cause you to go home and keep you away from other folks. You know what I'm saying? Love will take you home. Natural love. Love for your family. Well, the love of God will bring you home to the Lord's house. And that love connects you with the rest of God's family. And we're members one of another. So who can say, I've made my heart clean? You know, the sad thing in my heart I think about a lot of times is a lot of folks think they're going to heaven because they go to church. that they go to liberal compromising church, that don't preach salvation right, and don't preach sanctification right, and don't preach separation right, and don't preach security right. And they think they're going to heaven because they go to the church house. And they have this universal idea that God loves everybody, and since God loves everybody, He won't deal in wrath with anybody. See, that's very easy to pervert that, because God does love the world. That does not mean that He's not going to deal with the world because of their sins. He dealt with our sins in Christ, and if we don't receive Christ as our Lord and Savior, He's going to deal with us because of our sins. God must deal with sin. And I'm glad God has dealt with our sins. He don't deal with our sins in us. He dealt with our sins in Christ, and Christ paid the price for our sins, and we come through Him and get saved, and the wrath of God's moved off of us, and now we're children of love and not children of wrath. Is that a blessing? The Lord alone can cleanse the heart. Create in me a clean heart, O Lord, and renew a right spirit within me, the psalmist said. He knew that only the Lord could create a right spirit in him. And Paul knew the same thing in Titus 3 and verse 8. We also ourselves are sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving devils, lusting pleasures, living in malice and envy, faithful, hating one another. That's the kind of folks we were. But after the time the mother of God our Savior toward men appeared, not works of righteousness which we've done, but according to His mercy He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which He showed us abundantly through Jesus Christ. So we can't do it ourselves. When we can do it, God done it by regeneration. God made us new on the inside and forgave all these terrible sins in our hearts. That's why Paul said, is it Romans 10? John verse 10, what saith if the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in thy heart that God raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. In other words, your heart's changed from an unbelieving heart to a believing heart. That's right. From a self-seeking heart to a Savior-seeking heart. With the heart, all that a man is he get it? With his soul, with his mind, with his conscience, with his affections, with his emotions, with his desires, with his will, with the heart, man believes unto righteousness. That's not a very shallow verse that's been perverted in these last days. That's all a man is. Somebody said, well, didn't Paul tell Philippians, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and I should be said, he did. That is, with the heart, man believes on the Lord Jesus Christ. This man saw himself at a distance from God. He saw himself under death penalty. He saw himself going to be killed because of letting other prisoners escape. He said, what must I do to be saved, sirs? Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. When you believe in Christ savingly, you believe with all your heart. With the heart, man believes unto righteousness. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Brother, what you say effectively for the Lord must be in your heart. You can use words and say words, you know, that don't mean anything. But if you're a believer from the heart, when you believe in Christ from the heart, that's all you are. You trust Him and take Him as your Lord and Savior. Then you can say, because no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. See, you can say Jesus is Savior, but you couldn't in reality say Jesus is Lord, but by the Holy Ghost. Lord is His title. Lord is who He is now. He's always been Lord. And that's the reason Christ died. This in Christ will die, rose not, that He might be Lord, both of the dead and living. He cannot be your Savior and not be your Lord. Now that's one of the greatest perversions in years that's come out about salvation, because it's pretty hard to get sinners persuaded that they need a Lord and Savior. So they've been persuaded now, most places, that they can have Him as Savior and reject Him as Lord. But His Saviorship is wrapped up in His Lordship. So He died as Jesus, Jehovah saves. He resurrected as Lord Jesus. All power is said, been given unto me, both in heaven and in earth. And all through the scriptures, there you can say, with the heart, man made unto righteousness, with the mouth confession made unto salvation. We confess that he's Lord of all, to the glory of God. He was found in fashion as a man, became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God hath highly exalted him, given him a name that's above every name, that the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven, earth, and earth, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And so he is Lord, and his Saviorship wrapped up in his Lordship. When you receive him as Lord, you receive his Saviorship. And by doing so, the Spirit of God regenerates and gives you a new heart, and now you've been forgiven of all your wickedness, and not only of what you've done, but what you are. And he gives you a new heart inside. A new desire, a new will. My will is become his will now. The results of a pure heart is they shall see God. Matthew 5 verse 6, that's a pure heart. For they shall see God. That is, they can see God in creation. You know, the Bible said, heaven declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Psalm 19. The firmament show his handiwork. There's the sun, the moon, and the stars. That's the handiwork of God. That sun is the type of the Godhead. God is light, and him is no darkness at all. The sun is light, and him is no darkness at all. Yes, he is light. And the sun gives off three kinds of rays. The Godhead's in three persons. All the same God. The firmament show us his handiwork. There's the moon that has no light of its own. You get light from the sun. There's the stars. Oh, billions and trillions of stars. God knows them all by name. Picture the sense of God brought about by the S-O-N. The sun representative. Every time the sun comes up in the eastern skies, that tells you the S-O-N's been here. Every time the sun goes down in the red western skies, that tells you that Christ died. Every time the sun comes up, that tells you the sun rose again. Day unto day, they declare his voice. His voice is never silent. So the elements, the firmament, never cease their voice to creation. To deny the creation, man has to be a fool. The fool says in the heart, there's no God. The immutable thing of him are clearly seen, being honest to the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. So if you didn't have a Bible or church, and you live in a dark jungle, if the sun comes up, and it does, day unto day, if the moon ever shines, and it does, you're without excuse. That tells you there's a God of creation. When your heart gets pure, you can see God in creation. And you can see God in Christ. So if God was in Christ, they can say the world unto himself. He is God. Some folks say they're Jesus only, then some folks deny Jesus. Religion runs people nuts, scripturally nuts. The Bible sticks where people that don't want God nor Christ can't get it. It's hid for them that are lost. You say, well, the gospel's plain to everybody. No, the gospel's not plain to everybody. If the gospel's plain to you, you better never cease to praise God. If God's made it plain to you, it can be you that deny the gospel. Is that right? I'm glad God made it known to us. God was in Christ. That is Christ. If Christ does all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. You can't separate the Godhead, yet they are separate. He said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. God was in Christ, ready to the world unto himself. You say, well, I can't see that. But if you get your heart pure, you can see that.
Amen.
God is a spirit being. Christ is a body form of God. That's why he could truthfully say, I and my Father are one. You can say that if Christ is on the inside of you. God was in Christ, ready to tell the world unto himself. So we can see, if our hearts are pure, we can see God in creation, we can see God in Christ, we can see God in the church. Well, look here, you wouldn't come out to an old-fashioned church that sings the songs about the bread and the grace of God and salvation and preaches out of the book the world don't believe if you didn't have something inside that makes you desire that. I can see God in the church. Can you see God in the church? I'm not talking about every church house down the road. You don't see God in the church houses. God don't go in buildings made with hands. God's building is the believers. And so we can see God in the believers. The love of God in you. Shed abroad in the heart by the Holy Ghost. And now, He's made our hearts. And that's the result of our hearts being pure and right with Him. Is we have the love of God in us, and we can see God now. In creation, in Christ, in the church, and in individual Christians. Look, we couldn't stop ourselves. I tried to restrain myself from doing the wicked things that I did, and I would quit sometimes for a few days. And some people now, they think, well, I'm off now, I'm clean now. You ever see some of these drug addicts that say, I'm clean now? And that means they're fixing to get drug tested by a probation officer. And once they get tested and passed out, then they become unclean again. The pressure's on. Brother and sister, when you get the Spirit of God on the inside, you can stay clean all the time. You don't have to worry about being tested one day. Praise God. I'm glad the Lord washes our sins away, forgets if anything wrong with us, makes us new creatures. Now we know Him and love Him because He first loved us. And praise God, I'm glad that one day we're going to dwell where the Lord is, be with Him forever. That's joy unspeakable and full of glory. Though we hadn't seen Him, we love Him now. We know Him and we rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Praise God, we have assurance in our heart that we're going to go to a better place than this. Did you know, somebody said, well, the world is getting in terrible, terrible shape. Drugs and illicit sex and alcohol and everything wrecking the young generation as well as the old generation. Homes are coming apart at the seams, in the church and out. All this is a result. And I preached it years ago, and folks think worse of me now than they did then. Started with TV. This downhill slide, terrible. Of course, we was in bad shape before that. But I'm saying, when the TV come along, they enticed all these people to get all that, and they made all them shows and all them bedroom scenes and wicked things to fill people's heart. And then, wasn't too many years till a computer come along. After that, we got the internet. People got swapping wives, hunting them up another woman on the internet. Made a big business out of it. After that, it was cell phones. And now our mind is so overfull, and our hearts are so overfull with wellness, till people are spiritually deaf. You know, that's why he said seven times in Revelation 2 and 3 to the churches, if any man have ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit of God says to the churches. But many people are paralyzed in the pews. They're spiritually deaf. They come, but we're so spaced out on worldliness and worldly things and overfull, that we're like zombies. We can't get it. That's how we're supposed to be swept to hear. Prepare to hear the Word of God when you come. Lord, I'm opening my heart, my head, my ears to the Word of God. Give me what I need. Correct me. And help me to respond in a positive way to the things of God. And God will bless us if we'll do that. May God help us to be honest. We're going to have to be when we're faking. May God help us to be honest now. I hope He's cleansed your heart. Hope you have a pure heart. If not, my prayer is today will be your day. There'll be your day when you'll put up the white flag of unconditional submission to God and His authority and come to Him and trust Him as your only Lord and Savior.